That was about 5 o'clock on the day before. So what happened? I asked. So at 1 o'clock this morning, Doc Fisher said, we received the youth self-mutilated with a razor.
Castrated?
No, said Doc Fisher. He didn't know what castrate meant.
He may die, Dr. Wilcox said.
Why?
Loss of blood.
The good physician here, Dr. Wilcox, my colleague, was on call, and he was unable to find this emergency listed in his book.
The hell with you talking that way, Dr. Wilcox said.
I only mean it in the friendliest way, Doctor, Doc Fisher said, looking at his hands. At his hands that had, with his willingness to oblige and his lack of respect for federal statutes, made him his trouble. Orders here will bear me out that I only speak of it in the very friendliest way. It was an amputation, the young man performed, Horace.
Well, I wish you wouldn't ride me about it, Dr. Wilcox said. There isn't any need to ride me.
Ride you, Doctor, on the day, the very anniversary of our Savior's birth?
Our Savior? Ain't you a Jew? Dr. Wilcox said.
So I am, so I am. It always is slipping my mind. I've never given it its proper importance. So good of you to remind me. Your Savior, that's right, your Savior, undoubtedly your Savior. And the ride for Palm Sunday?
You're too damn smart, Dr. Wilcox said.
An excellent diagnosis, Doctor. I was always too damn smart. Too damn smart on the coast, certainly. Avoid it, Horace. You haven't had much tendency, but sometimes I see a gleam.
But what a diagnosis! And without the book. The hell with you, Dr. Wilcox said.
All in good time, Doctor, Doc Fisher said. All in good time. If there is such a place, I shall certainly visit it. I've even had a very small look into it. No more than a peek, really. I looked away almost at once. And do you know what the young man said, Horace, when the good doctor here brought him in? He said, oh, I ask you to do it. I ask you so many times to do it.
On Christmas Day, too, Dr. Wilcox said.
The significance of the particular day is not important, Doc Fisher said.
Maybe not to you, said Dr. Wilcox.
You hear him, Horace? Doc Fisher said. You hear him? Having discovered my vulnerable point, my Achilles tendon, so to speak, the doctor pursues his advantage.
You're too damn smart, Dr. Wilcox said.